Let's go, baby! All in! 1, 2, 3!
All in!
It's back to football, Green Bay. That's right, back to this.
Spinning at the 10, out of seat to the 5, a touchdown!
And this.
Intercepted by Julius Peppers, he's going to go to the house, touchdown!
And don't forget about this.
Throws right side, yes! Touchdown! That's dagger to Andrew Wallace!
As the league's oldest rivals enter week one, they do so at opposite ends of the NFL spectrum. The Packers focused on a title run.
He's gone! Touchdown!
The Bears forging through a rebuild. Even still, when rivals collide, play intensifies. Packers Today, presented by Verizon, starts right now.
That's how we want it. It's his title town. There's a reason it has the nickname.
Regardless of how one side it has been in the past, you never know what's going to happen on Sunday.
All right, here we go.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on Packers Today, presented by Verizon. I'm Lauren Majera, joined by Larry McCarron. Now, I know I've been excited about this matchup ever since the schedule came out. What an exciting way to start the regular season. Division matchup and the NFL's longest running rivalry, Packers-Bears. Now, Larry, come kickoff. How much is this rivalry hype actually going to matter when it comes to the game of football?
Well, it certainly matters a great deal to both sides. But from the Packers' perspective in particular, I think they realize, in fact, I know they realize, this is one of 16. And if it was the Bears or anybody else, playing well and getting the win is an important step in the process. I don't think the rivalry is the cake to the Packers today. It's just the icing.
Well, maybe the rivalry is a little bit more fun for the fans. But here's what's very real when it comes to the game of football. Jordy Nelson going down with a season-ending knee injury. Randall Cobb injuring his shoulder in the first series of the third preseason game against the Eagles. Cobb says playing with a sprained shoulder means he'll have to practice falling a certain way to make sure that he's protecting himself the best that he can. Now, this is coming from a guy who caught 91 passes for over 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns last season. Cobb says he'll push through whatever it takes to be there for his team.
My range isn't where I want it to be, and, you know, obviously I'm going to be dealing with a lot of pain, but, you know, that's part of it. You know, I may have to deal with this for a few weeks. You know, that's part of it. I expect you on the field on Sunday.
To boost the receiving core, the Packers bring back a familiar face in James Jones. Head coach Mike McCarthy says that he has the foundation and the history of how this offense works, not to mention a chemistry with Rodgers. During his time at the Packers, the 31-year-old crossed over the 600-yard mark in five of his seven seasons, including 2013, when he finished with a career-high 817 yards. And Jones says he still has it.
I feel like I'm still playing at a high level. Like I said, I had the most catches in my career, you know, last year. So I don't necessarily feel like I'm falling off, but I got a lot of people to prove wrong, so. If it's any time to do it, it's right now with the best quarterback in the league to help me out. So we'll see how it goes, and I'm excited about it.
I think it might take a little bit. I'd get back with the terminology and the route running and stuff. But, you know, we played together for a long time and completed a lot of passes to him, a lot of touchdowns. So I feel good about him being out there.
It's good to see Jones back in a Packers jersey. And, Larry, how much can we actually expect to see Jones play today?
Lauren, I don't know for sure, but I would think a lot. Watching him at practice this week, it looked like he never left Green Bay, and he's looking leaner to boot.
And Randall's saying he's going to do whatever it takes to be there for his team. Is that just the Packers' way?
He's not only planning to play hurt, he practiced hurt, and I looked at him and I think that is a true professional. That's what pros do.
On the other side of the ball, shorthanded on the defensive line this week, but the good news is the return of DJ Raji.
He's a very unique talent because he's a big, big man with not just quickness, but suddenness. And he's one of those cats, if he wants to get there, there's not many guys who can stop him.
Safety Morgan Burnett has missed some practice this week. Now, if he's unable to go, how does that affect the secondary?
Lauren, clearly it's not a good thing. Morgan Burnett's a fine football player, but the Packers have a next man up philosophy. And there's Sean Richardson, there's Chris Banjo, and as a matter of fact, this summer, Morgan Burnett had to miss a preseason game due to a personal matter. In that particular contest, the Packers had Micah Hyde start at safety.
Well, Clay Matthews didn't see much preseason action, not that he really needs it, but he's kind of been all over the place, inside, outside. Where can we expect to see him?
Lauren, you said it, all over the place. Clay Matthews is a difference maker. He is a playmaker, and the Packers will put him in position to make plays regardless of where that is.
And another linebacker that's been able to make game-changing plays, Julius Peppers.
Yeah, and it was really interesting this summer, Lauren. I mean, here is a guy that's been around the National Football League forever, and the Packers had 21 training camp practices, and Julius Peppers was at each and every one.
The 35-year-old, 14-year veteran is just a unique breed of cat. And one play from a very hot and humid preseason game in Pittsburgh says it all. Peppers is rushing the passer versus bear hug blocking. And when the screen pass is caught and secured, the receiver is out at the numbers, pointing south, while Julius is in between the hashes, facing north. Watch number 56 turn and run. He's not even in the end zone picture yet, but because he's on a dead sprint, he comes into view in a hurry and catches Le'Veon Bell from behind. That is effort. It is relentless, and that defines Julius Peppers ever since he came into the league.
He practices hard. He leads by example. And our players at Carolina, when he was a rookie, knew right away that this was a serious man about his craft. He wanted to get better at it, and it's just, it's in his DNA.
People are watching. You know, a lot of young guys are watching, so I prefer to lead by example, and that's not why I do it. It's just who I am. I just want to go to work every day.
There's no question God bless Julius Peppers with extraordinary athletic ability, special ability. But he's also got a very special attitude, and the combination of both is going to make him a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. It's been so interesting to watch his career. After leaving Chicago, I know there were a lot of doubts. People thought he was washed up and tired. Coming to the Packers really gave him new life. You know, he stepped into a leadership role, and he hasn't seemed to be slowing down.
No, the guys are really impacted by Julius Pepper. He brings so much to the party.
Still to come on Packers Today, a rebuilding team is a dangerous team, especially when you're opening the season at their house. When we come back, Larry and I will talk about the new look Bears.
Snap to Rodgers. Fires the end zone. Touchdown!
Aaron Rodgers doing it all.
Plus, some impressive numbers involving Aaron Rodgers and his play against Chicago. We'll be right back.
The premier rivalry in the National Football League.
Chicago, it's a great place, great fans. There's going to be some exhilarating moments.
Rodgers throws the right side of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Looks around, bullets the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown, Jordy Nelson.
I don't have room for all these scoring summaries. My goodness.
It's an honor to play here, and it's fun when they go like this.
History shows us that Aaron Rodgers has been very successful against Chicago. To start, he's 12-3, including the playoffs, and in those 15 games, he has a passer rating of 106. In Chicago alone, he's won his last four games and has combined for 1,200 yards passing and 12 touchdowns. Now, when I asked him if a win against the Bears is any sweeter, he simply said, no, they're all sweet. To find out what's awaiting Aaron in Chicago, let's check out this week's scouting report, presented by the Better Business Bureau.
His coaching record says John Fox will get the Bears back on the winning track eventually. But current reality says Chicago is a team in transition. New offensive and defensive systems have been installed, not to mention over 20 newcomers to the roster. They include Ravens free agent Pernell McPhee, who the Bears bet $15.5 million on to be a pass-rushing force at outside linebacker as they switch to the 3-4.
He's a big addition to that defense. He's the type of guy that you need to know where he is at all times on the field, because he can really hurt you if he catches you off guard a little bit.
Joining McPhee at outside linebacker, a bevy of former Bear defensive ends, most notably Jared Allen, who are trying to make the position switch a la Julius Peppers.
I think a lot of the responsibilities are the same as far as playing outside linebacker and defensive end. So I think after a while you can get the hang of it.
Watching all of them in preseason, I think they've made that adjustment pretty smoothly, and they all look pretty good on tape.
Offensively, Jay Cutler is still the Bears' trigger man, and despite all the criticism he gets, when he's right, he can really wing it. Interesting or perhaps distressing factoid. This summer, Cutler threw zero interceptions.
I think his mechanics and some of the things that he's just shown in preseason is an improvement over the past. So very talented, can make all the throws, tough guy. So we're getting ready for him and his new offense.
Several of Cutler's receivers have been hurt, but the best, Alshon Jeffrey, returned to practice this week. Regardless, Cutler still has 6'6 and 273 pounds worth of Martellus Bennett. The guy is a beast.
He's one of the top tight ends in the league. When he is going, they are a better team. So we have to find a way to slow him down, him and Matt Forte, Alshon. We have to slow some of the top guys down.
Speaking of Forte, he remains one of the top all-around backs in the game, and it'll be interesting to see how the new regime employs him. Forte had over 100 receptions last season, but John Fox is partial to the ground game.
They're committed more to the run. That's a staple of a good physical team. They're doing some different things, to take advantage of their personnel. So I think smart of them, and it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Larry, we mentioned that Jay Cutler's been perfect in the preseason. Is it likely that that kind of a performance will transfer over to the regular season?
Let's hope not, Lauren. But I thought Mike McCarthy made a very interesting comment when he said Cutler's mechanics are getting better because so many interceptions start with your feet. And that's what Mike McCarthy was referring to. Of course, Green Bay Packer pressure will certainly test Cutler's newfound accuracy.
And on the other side of the ball, the Bears transitioning to a 3-4 defense. Can we expect to see any growing pains?
Let's hope so again. But the thing about something new, there will be a situation where there's a work in progress, but they're working pretty well. The Bears ranked 30th last season in total defense, came out of the preseason ranked 8th, so early returns are good.
Coming up next,
they go up the middle, Edgar Bennett.
He's in. To the 5, to the corner, touchdown.
From blue-collar running back to demanding offensive coordinator, through it all, there's been one constant for Edgar Bennett.
Our standard is the Green Bay Packer way, and so we're going to hold guys accountable to that.
Larry sits down with the new OC when Packers Today returns.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
In the offseason, Coach Mike McCarthy announced some big-time changes to his coaching staff, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Among the promotions, McCarthy passed his play-calling responsibility to Tom Clements. Alex Van Pelt now oversees quarterbacks and wide receivers, and Edgar Bennett serves as McCarthy's offensive coordinator. Edgar's body of work as an assistant the last 10 years has been impressive. And as Larry found out, that's a trend that's expected to continue.
To understand Edgar Bennett, the coach, look no further than Edgar Bennett, the player. Edgar was a lunch pail, hard hat kind of back. Consistent, versatile, dependable.
Far back in the pocket, screen play to Bennett. Bennett opened up the 15 to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Edgar Bennett on the dive into the end zone.
Above all, as a player, Edgar was accountable to the process and steeped in fundamentals. Those are the principles he now instills in the players he coaches.
We're teachers first, but then you got to demand. Our standard doesn't change, regardless of the situation, regardless of who's in the game. Our standard is the Green Bay Packer way, and so we're going to hold guys accountable to that.
As we've seen, injuries are an unfortunate part of the game, but the Packer way is what has enabled Edgar's units to have success time and time again.
Oh, what a catch by Randall Cobb! Touchdown, Green Bay!
In 2010, as running backs coach, Edgar readied little-known sixth-rounder James Starks to carry the load during the team's run to a world championship. In 2013, with Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb sidelined, Edgar's receiving corps amassed more than 3,300 yards receiving, second most in franchise history. Commitment to preparation, that is the Packer way.
Each guy understands that at some point they're going to get an opportunity. You know, in order to be prepared for that opportunity, it starts with their daily preparation. And our goal, our mindset is to improve on a daily basis. And I think guys understand that when their opportunity presents itself, they're able to step in and continue to play at a high level.
To play at a high level in Edgar's offense, one must prove they can first perform at a high level in practice.
Our young guys, they understand that coming into this situation, you know, we're going to hold their feet to the fire as far as our expectations from a practice standpoint, what we're looking for, and we're going to demand it on a daily basis. We always talk about what do we want our tape to look like. Being fundamentally sound, that has to show up on tape. Playing our style and brand of football, it has to show up on tape.
And that's not all. A selfless attitude must also stand out no matter what your stature.
We want to be complete players. We don't want to just say he's a receiver. Well, what does that mean? You got to be complete. When it's time to catch the ball, absolutely. When it's time to run block, absolutely. You got to understand the role. The beauty of our system and program is we have veteran guys that buy into that, and they accept nothing less, and they want to be held accountable. We enjoy each other's company, but when it's time to take care of business, we make sure we're doing it the right way.
Larry, you've known Edgar ever since he was a player on the field. But what makes him so special as a coach?
Well, Lauren, I think Edgar's got a unique ability to hold people accountable, but over the course of a long season, not getting annoying to the point where they tune him out. And the perfect example, when he was coaching the Packers wide receivers don't want to block folks. The typical wide receiver doesn't want to do that, but Edgar had the finest blocking core of wide receivers in the National Football League because he held them accountable, not only in practice, but on game day and in the film room.
A well-deserved promotion to offensive coordinator.
When we come back, how important is the NFL's oldest running rivalry to Packers fans? Wait till you hear about the encounter Packer legend Jerry Kramer had as a rookie back in 1958. We'll be right back.
The first time I ever ran into a fan, I'd been here just two or three days. There's a little white-haired lady with glasses and just a lovely lady. And you ready for those blankety-blank bears? Yes, ma'am. I think we are. Yes, ma'am. There's football fans, and then there's rabid fans, and then there's crazy, over-the-top, incredible fans. And then there are Packer fans, because they're on top of everything else. They just have been such incredible supporters of this organization. I've been looking at it for 50 years, and I'm still stunned by it.
A Alumni Spotlight, built by Tunderland. Of course, Kramer's such a great storyteller. Now, looking ahead to the game, wrapping up quickly here, I know there's so much unfamiliarity and new faces within the Bears organization. I can expect to see some struggles, but what do you predict out of the game?
Well, Lauren, I think a couple of key things. It is year one of the John Fox program in Chicago. I think he's a good coach, but it's year one. Mike McCarthy is in year 10, and it shows in everything they do. Advantage Packers. Aaron Rodgers, enough said. Advantage Packers. And I just think the Green Bay Packers, at this point, have the better football team.
Okay. Now, be sure to check out Packers.com immediately following the game for live press conferences and post-game locker room reports. For Larry McCarron, I'm Lauren Majera. Thank you for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.